Okay, I'd like to call this evening's Kendall County Board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick? Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Giles? Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Yes, quorum.
Thank you. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Otherwise, could I have a motion to approve?
Moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? May I have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening? Do I need to remove A and B?
Yes, to the board order.
Sir?
We got to go to executive session. Let's put it towards the end of the meeting so everybody don't have to go through another executive session.
We do have a session on here at the end. Do you want to strike 9? We can strike number 9 and leave number, and move 15 to the end.
We move towards the end of the meeting, so, you know, I don't care where you want to put it, Mr. Chairman, but I don't think everybody needs to sit through another executive session.
Sure.
Oh, there's one here. Well, I'm looking at this one.
Do you want to put it after questions from the press so that we finish everything up?
Well, number 15, it's already down here, number 15, and there's one on 9. So one of the two.
We'll move it to number 18 then.
I'll care where you put it.
And then we also need to strike 10A and 10B. Those collective bargaining agreements are not ready at this time.
That's correct.
Is that part of your motion, Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Second. Motion by Davidson, seconded by Kellogg. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Is there any correspondence or communication?
I don't have anything.
Okay. I'd like, for under special recognition, I'd like to recognize Matt Osselmeyer. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
All right. Matt is our new senior planner in the Planning, Building, and Zoning. And do you want to come up and say anything and tell us about yourself a little bit? And Jeff, do you want to give him any background so he doesn't have to wing it?
Well, today's Matt's first day, so you've seen him about as much as just about everybody. But he was able to meet most of the elected officials in this building and the department heads, met with Mike Hoffman today and Brian, and went through a number of how the office is organized, the PBZ office itself, and some of the procedures and such that we have, and trying to get ready for next week's PBZ meeting. And Matt comes to us from Alton, Illinois. He's been pretty much raised in that area, and worked for a couple of cities down there, but also some regional plan commissions, and also grew up in a more rural area, so is sensitive to the types of development that we'll have here too. So I don't want to take all his steam, but he has his master's from SIU in public administration.
Correct.
And anyway, I'll let you.
Well, he took off. I don't really have anything else to add to that. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to getting started this morning. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I know the PBZ department's excited to have you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other special, welcome. Any other special recognition? Citizens to be heard with respect to business before us this evening.
Did you say Forestman?
No.
Oh, I heard that.
You have 5 minutes. If you just say your name and for
sure.
The record.
Todd Miller in Yorkville. I don't know if this is coming before you tonight, but it may be coming before you soon. I'm going to reference Kendall County or KenCom incident number 2649. And was reported at 1405 on December the 3rd, 2016. It's an incident that occurred at the Lakewood Grill on December the 21st. It happened during the Kendall County Association Chief of Police Christmas Party, where there was many law enforcement personnel present. It generated a report at Yorkville. YPD 16, 1872 is the report number. It's listed as a 720 ILCS 5/12-3. It's a misdemeanor battery. What it involves is one of our elected officials who was attending this party who allegedly assaulted one of her employees. This may generate a grievance. coming this way. If it turns into a lawsuit, I'm going to be a very unhappy taxpayer. And this behavior was probably alcohol related, and is just uncalled for and unnecessary. And we hold our elected officials to a higher standard. And if this does pan out, then somebody should be asking this elected official about her behavior and how she treats her employees. As I understand it, she is very well represented. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other citizens to be heard? The record shows there's no one. Executive session, we are over. New business. I have a motion to approve the County Board Committee meeting schedule.
Moved.
Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Seconded by Hendricks.
Is that in the packet somewhere?
Yes, sir. It was, I saw it in here.
Oh, yeah, it's back here. So when did you put your meeting on here?
I've made
Mr. three
times
Purcell.
To put my
Sorry.
Ms. Hendricks. Ms. Gilmore.
My turn. this is also in regard to that the Economic Development Committee meeting, which is going to conflict with the Forest Preserve Finance and Forest Preserve COW.
And my understanding was the
on the second Wednesday of the month.
Oh, it does say second. I thought it was going to be the third. Ms. Hendricks.
The date that you see on here will likely be the only date that falls on that. I'm going to meet with that group. This date will probably be canceled and rescheduled. That is inevitably the plan. As I was attempting to book a date for me, I was looking at a calendar that was literally empty. And I had to pick a date to meet the requirements that we file our meeting dates. We will be finding another more appropriate time to do that and filing the appropriate paperwork to register it as a permanent change of meeting times. So this particular one on the 17th will get canceled and rescheduled, and most likely to that Friday instead. And we will work on putting together a concrete meeting time at that point. But I had to file my meeting dates, and I was staring at a blank calendar. So I won't step on you, don't worry. But I have to now pick a date with the rest of the group. So, and there, that's where it is.
Okay. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Is there any old business? Standing committee reports, public safety, Chairman Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, report.
Finance committee, Mr. Purcell.
Well, we have a couple items here. The first one is claims. I move we approve the claims in the amount of $1,545,806.66, petit juror claims in the amount of $1,989.04. And grand juror claims in amount of $262.88.
Motion made by Purcell.
Second.
Seconded by Davidson. I do have a quick question for you, hopefully quick. Item number three has the authorized the payment from contingency line, et cetera. Is that $15,868.30 included in the claim amount, or is that a separate number?
I think it's in there. I don't remember off the top of my head. It's got to be quite
okay.
Honest.
I think it's a separate number, if I remember right.
Okay. Thank you.
Item number 106.
Yeah, it's in here. It's in these claims right here.
So we don't need to approve?
No, we really don't need to. We're authorizing with number one.
Okay.
So I guess we could strike number three.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Any
you.
Additional comments?
That's a good question.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Second is I move we approve a coroner claims amount of $5,998.49.
So moved.
Second.
Could you withdraw your motion?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the coroner's claims in the amount not to exceed $5,998.48.
Oh.
And then he seconded it.
Okay. Thank you.
You need a second now?
We got a second.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear. Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Item number three was included in the B1, so there's no need to vote on that separately.
That's all we have.
Thank you. Admin H, it's a lot different now that we're out of budget season, huh?
Well, I was just going to say, we did have discussion on budget, actually, on when we should schedule the hearings for next year. We thought we'd schedule them in March this year.
Oh,
I'm just
ahead
kidding.
Of things. Good.
Yeah, it is a lot different now.
Admin HR, I'm not sure who the vice chair of that.
I am.
Oh.
Well, there's no action items. In your packet, you have the minutes from the December 13th. And the committee also met on December 22nd. And we are working on the employee handbook updates.
Oh, good. Thank you. Committee of the whole, we heard from Kenny Coles, the Kennewick Housing Authority Director. We discussed our regular meeting schedule. We discussed the Plano Transfer Station, as well as the property tax levies, new board member training as well, and I think we took action on most of those items previously. Is there a motion to approve the standing committee?
Moved.
Minutes. Motion
second.
Made by Hendricks. Seconded by Purcell. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Special committee reports. KenCom Executive Board. Ms. Gilmore.
Yes. The Executive Board actually will probably meet in February. The Finance Committee met December 15th. Just a couple items from that meeting. The KenCom has two new employees now that have gone through all the training, and so that brings KenCom up to full capacity finally. Also, another item of interest is that Mindy Jopp and the Oswego Fire District were awarded the Cardiac Run of the Quarter. That's an award that's given out quarterly, and it's quite an honor to receive that award, so we're very proud of Mindy and Oswego Fire.
That's great. Thank you, Judy. Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska.
The Kendall County Housing Authority will meet in February. The purpose of the meeting will be to approve our annual CMAP submission to the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Excellent. Chairman's report, I would like to appoint Jeff Worley to the Historic Preservation Commission to a three-year term, which expires January of 2020. He has been our liaison to it in the past, so he really is just switching. This is a paperwork issue, but he'd like to continue serving the county. Could I have a motion to that effect?
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, second
question
by Kellogg. Question, Mr. Purcell.
I know there are different requirements that we need to follow according to our ordinance. Which one does he fit under? Because he wouldn't fit under the county board one, obviously.
I believe there is an opening for a at-large
general
member.
Yeah.
Member
public, okay.
That's my understanding.
That actually might help. Maybe he can have quorums now.
All right. Well, and there's been discussion about that, too, as to whether it makes sense to continue having that requirement that you have an architect or a lawyer, or if you just have interested members from the community serving on it, you might be able to get more a better quorum, too.
Or you could just dissolve it.
You could. And then the PBZ would handle it then. I see the look.
Be careful.
Well, it's the will of the chairman. Announcements, I'd like to announce Kathy Munsinger, 708 Mental Health Board, for a four-year term expiring January of 2021. Is there any other business? Citizens to be heard?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, sorry. One second. I got to back up.
Let him go ahead and we'll come in there behind him.
Other business.
I'd like to ask the chairman and the county board, we need a committee of the whole to discuss the Leobardo topic and bring our new members up to speed and to try and make so we can make some decision in a short period of time. And I would like to, if it works for everybody, January 31 at 6 or 6:30, whatever your convenience.
We don't need to fill out, because it is a committee, the whole meeting that we're talking about, we don't need to fill out the special form, but January 31st will be the special committee of the whole.
What time you want to do it?
6 p.m.
That's fine with me.
Anything else? Other business?
So are they going to come back again and present?
Pardon?
Are they going to come back and present?
What it amounts to, John, is going to make a presentation to the new members.
Okay.
And then we met with them, and the sheriff has got checking things out to give us some numbers both ways, and we've asked a lot of questions at the meeting last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's time to bring it back so we get the board up to speed so we can make a decision either up or down, and let's move on.
So we could discuss if we want to do part of the project, some of the project, whether we want to use that.
You can ask any and all questions.
Whether we might do it ourselves as well. Is that part
of it? That will be part of the discussion, yes.
Okay.
That's why we wanted to have an evening just dedicated to this.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because it could, take some time. I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions. And
will they have numbers there? They weren't real well prepared last time, quite frankly.
They're supposed to have all the numbers and everything, what they want to do and what we want to do, and along with the sheriff's department, who's checking certain things, some numbers out too.
Will it be those same two kids here, or will there be other people who have answers?
I have no idea who they're bringing.
Okay, I just want you to relay the.
They know this is going to be an important meeting.
Okay, because they weren't well prepared last time. They really weren't.
Well, I don't care about yesterday.
Well, I want to make sure they understand to be prepared for this time.
Didn't. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we spoke to them about that on Friday as well, that they were, that they weren't well prepared the last time around. There were a lot of numbers that were missing, and they should be ready to go. There's no excuse this time around.
I'm excited now.
Yeah. I'm glad.
We're all excited.
Well, speaking of excitement, we need to back up to the Jeff Worley nomination. There's a motion and a second. I did not call the vote, however. Thank you for pointing that out.
That's a small detail.
Favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
All right. Additional questions on other business? All right. Mr. Milliron, if you would say your name for the record, and you have 5 minutes.
I just have one more question I should ask when I was up here before. It was unrelated to my first topic. Todd Milliron, Yorkville. The question is, The gentleman that was introduced, that's a new employee for the county, is he going to take Angela's place, or is he a...
Yes.
Okay, that's the question I have. Thank you.
Breaking the longstanding tradition of not having back and forth.
Steve, Jim of Yorkville. I was just wondering if you could tell me who's new here, because I haven't been here in a while.
And one person that's not sitting here.
What's your name?
Audra. Audra Hendricks.
Matt Kellogg. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
I'm just curious to see who the electric officials are now. So, all right, thanks.
Thanks for coming out. Questions from the press? All right. Is there a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of?
Number one, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. Number two, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And last but not least, number 11, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
Second.
Motion by Kelly, seconded by Gilmore. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. Adjourn. Motion by Prochaska, second by Davidson. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Glad you got your rifle back.
What?
What is it?
I'm not having any.
I'm going back to my business.
For the sheriff.